Now, it's time for Medved on Movies.
In 1979, six Americans escape from the occupied U.S. embassy, and it's up to Ben Affleck's character to get them out of Iran in Argo.
What happened?
Six of the hostages went out a back exit.
Where are they?
The Canadian ambassador's house.
White House?
Who wants the six of them out?
I got an idea.
And this fascinating movie was a good idea, with Affleck shining as both director and star in a little-known true story, with the CIA working with Hollywood producers to create a phony movie project called Argo that will get the Americans out of Tehran.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
You need a script?
A science fantasy adventure.
You need a producer.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
You have 72 hours to get them out.
And with that ticking clock, this unusual film is compelling from first moment to last. Brought to life with excellent performances by John Goodman, Alan Arkin, Brian Cranston, and others, and by a stunningly convincing historical recreation of Tehran 30 years ago. The only real shortcoming involves a reliance on a few too many Hollywood cliches in a nonetheless pulse-racing, melodramatic conclusion. Watch for a surprise appearance by the voice of a former president after the credits. Rated R for harsh language, consistent tension, and fleeting violent images. 3.5 stars for the truly memorable Argo.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.